Tom, how much can that week off help you guys for just getting everybody healthy? Did you notice a little pep in everybody's stuff yesterday getting back after having that week off? Especially with all the injuries that you guys have had.
Well, I think it was a week for us to really identify the things that we need to do better and to put a lot of work in on those things. I think we spent extensive amounts of time in all of the situational football and tried to understand why we did things well over the course of the year and the things that we need to do better. So I think it was more about improvement than anything else.
But Tom, physically speaking, after 3 days off, do you feel like a new man coming back?
I always feel pretty good. So I play football for a living. There's a lot to feel good about doing that. So to have a chance to play in this game, there was a lot of excitement. And, not many teams have this opportunity. So it's the second round of the playoffs. And to be here and have this chance, I think we all look forward to it. And that's why we work hard to be in this situation.
When things went as well as they did back on December 10th, tell us what the fine line is between trying to repeat what you did so well and trying to throw in new wrinkles, because obviously they'll be expecting some new looks from your offense.
Yeah, I think there's things we did well. I think there's things that we can do better and things we didn't do well, and I'm sure they feel the same way. So I know the score looked like it was a certain way, but there were certain plays that we could have done a better job on, and hopefully we can do a better job of this week. So, they're going to give us our best game. We're going to try to give them our best game. If that make any sense? You know what I meant. But it'll be a good game.
Speaking of new wrinkles, Gronk didn't play last time against them. You have him now. Is that something you can exploit more than you would normally exploit him because they didn't see him in the last game?
Sure. Well, I think it's a matter of execution more so than anything. It's, just because, he may have an opportunity to be out there in a particular play, it doesn't matter if we don't execute it well. So I think there's things that we did in the last game, but the guys that played last game that did a good job execution-wise, I hope the guys that are in there this week do a good job execution-wise, because, it comes down to, like I said, there's nothing about last game other than, that given us an opportunity to have this game at home. I think that's the important thing about last game. But, other than that, this is going to be a whole different game full of, our own execution, our ability to try to beat a very good football team that's played well all year.
Tom, how hard is it? You're talking about that. Obviously, you're putting what happened, 4 weeks ago out of your mind. How hard is it collectively as a team to do that? You're human. You're saying, okay, we had this success. How hard is it to separate the two?
Well, I think we always try to put the previous week behind us. So this has been a while now. I think it's, there's nothing in the Dolphin game that's going to help us this week. I think, like I said, we tried to use last week to our advantage, but that time has come and gone, and it's now we're on to this week, and it's about our preparation this week and the amount of time and energy that we spend trying to prepare for this team. And hopefully it's time well spent. But, every week is different. The playoffs are different than the regular season. This is just a very different game.
Tom, as a quarterback, do you
preparations though for a team that you just played a couple weeks ago? Is it different when you played that team so recently?
I think you try to put the same amount of time and energy in. I don't think you take for granted that you know everything about them. The more time you have, the better you can understand. So to have a second week and whatever 5 or 6 weeks to have the chance to prepare for them, you learn a lot of things. And it's not like they're going to be able to put in a whole new defense for us, but I'm sure there's things that'll be different. There always is. So I don't think any game ever goes as planned. I think there's always part of that is seeing how they're playing you, being able to adjust, and who can make the adjustments, who can get those on the field and execute under pressure. That's the team that's going to win.
Tom, didn't have Rob, obviously, in the last time you guys played the Texans, but you also haven't had Rob and Aaron on the field at the same time for much this season. When you have both of them on the field, what kind of a challenge does it present to a defense that I think we know likes to bring pressure and play a decent amount of man coverage in the back?
Well, like I said, it's all about our execution. So it doesn't matter, like I said, if they're out there together. That makes no difference at all. It's a matter, they were out there together a lot last year. And, when we executed well, it looked good. When we didn't, it looked bad. So, like I said, who's ever out there, we expect to go out and execute well. And that's what we're hoping that we do.
Tom, as a quarterback, do you take stock in the health of your offensive linemen? And after the bye week, did you see them kind of get, restored or at all healthier, going into the playoffs?
I haven't paid too much attention to that, to tell you the truth. I just trying to been focused on, Houston and you know, what I need to do to prepare, and the guys that have been out there practice, you know, they're doing what they need to do, and you know, everyone's just trying to get ready and listen to what coach is talking about and telling us to do, and we're going to go out there and try to do those things well.
As you self-evaluate last week and go through things to make yourselves better, did you get a chance to look at Houston as well as the other two other teams?
Last week, we did a lot of studying on ourselves and what we needed to do better. I mean, we had an extra day. So, you know, we've had a lot of time to prepare and get started once that game finished on a Saturday. And a lot of the energy and attention was focused on them. So,
hey, Tom, this time of year, how much does your family life and your personal life kind of take a backseat to what you're doing here?
This time of year, like football season, or this time of year, like the playoffs? Well, it's pretty much all football season for our family. So they have to, you know, they get the short end of the stick a lot of the time this time of year. Being in football season, it's, you know, even when you're at home, a lot of times your mind is on football and what you need to, you know, bring to practice every day. It's, I wouldn't call this a low stress environment, you know, that we work under, but you know, you got to bring your energy and enthusiasm, and I think in order to do that, you got to be, you know, when you're at home, you know, you can't be going out doing lots of things. And when you mature as a player, you understand how important these days are, and you don't get these back. So to be the kind of leader that you need to be, to bring the kind of energy and enthusiasm you need to do at practice, you have to, you know, make sure you get plenty of rest. So
you also have a new infant at home. Does that hurt you at home?
There's not much I can do to help at this point. So it's mom's doing a lot of that.
Tom, understanding your focus is on the Texans and this opportunity ahead, and also that the quarterback fraternity around the league is a tight one because it's a small one. Do you have any thoughts on RG3, the injury, and having gone through that yourself, you know, any advice you might pass on to him?
Well, you know, you hate to see guys injured, and I certainly wouldn't wish, you know, that injury on anybody. It's tough, and you've seen plenty of guys like on our team come back through that. We've had quite a few players, so, you know, it's a physical game, and it takes its toll, and it's not an easy game, I think, but, you know, you try to be mentally and physically tough, and the teams that do that over the course of the season continue to advance, and certainly injuries play a part of every season. I mean, we've had guys injured. Houston has plenty of guys injured. It's just part of the season. But the more depth and quality that you have on the football team, the better you'll be over the long run. The more you'll be able to sustain it.
Always as exciting from one year to the next. Is this as much fun or as excitement as in the past, or is it even more so?
Well, you certainly never take it for granted. It's hard to get to this point. I mean, you got to work pretty hard. You know, there's a lot of teams that have worked hard, but, you know, certain things have to go your way, and you got to win a lot of games and put a lot of practice in, a lot of preparation to get to this point. So, it's as exciting as there is. You know, this is why we work hard. This is why we put the time in, and, you know, so we can be at our best.
Tom, are you aware that you could become the all-time winningest playoff quarterback this weekend with a win?
With that question, I guess I'm aware of it. Now, I've been fortunate to play with so many great players and teams. You know, football is a team game, and you know, I've been fortunate to play here and have the opportunity. There's, you know, no place I'd rather be.
Along those lines, the question Howard asked, when you see, if you turn on TV and see a video from the St. Louis game back in October, and you're there with your hands like this, is that you or is that some kid?
That was some kid back then. You know, you really don't quite understand what, you know, has happened or what has been accomplished until you try so many times and you don't get to accomplish those things. So it's very hard to win that final game of the year. You know, we've had a chance and lost a few. It's hard to win this game. This is, you know, the best teams bring out the best in the players. They bring out the best in the teams. The margin fair is less. So you make one mistake, you're going to be watching next weekend. So a lot of what we talk about in our meetings is, you know, making sure that, you know, we've got everything covered. You know, you talk about, you spend extra time talking about, you know, every little detail of every little play. And not that last week wasn't important, but like I said, the ramifications are different. So, you know, we've got to be at our best.
Of any one play, any one time, can end our season. Do you stay conscious of the fact you don't want some guy to be out there and not playing his game and sacrifice doing everything up?
Yeah, that's important. I mean, I don't think you can be, you know, exactly that. I don't think you can play so conservative that you're not able to, you know, go out and make plays. I think part of that's the mental toughness is, you know, look, if you make a play, I'm like, we won the in 06. Did we beat the Chargers? I mean, I threw three picks in that game. So, no, look, you got to overcome mistakes. If you make them, you still got to do whatever you got to do to win and give yourself a chance to move on. I think that's the important part is if you do make a mistake, you got to hope you don't make another one, because if they capitalize on it, you're going to have to dig yourself out of that hole and make a lot of good plays. And the more mistakes you make, the harder it is to win. You can make mistakes and still win, but they got to make mistakes too. So.
But you also have to make plays to win. That's
sure.
Cutting edge, and in order to put yourself out there.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think it's always about risk reward in football, you know, and I think there's calculated risks and judgments that you make as a player on every single play, whether that's my position or whether you're a defensive tackle. So should I try to go for it or should I not? And I think that's what you train yourself to do over the course of a long season. And that comes through experience. That comes through playing a lot of games. Certainly when you play better players, you know, you don't have as long to make that decision. So. You know, the better players you face, the less margin you have to be able to make those split-second decisions.
A lot of winning seasons since the last Super Bowl and a lot of playoff berths. But yesterday, Vince Wilfork and Matt Slater were talking about how, you know, without that title, you know, it's bittersweet in a way. Do you feel like that's fair, that beyond all the success?
Well, I think that it's... You know, I think every year I said to someone yesterday, we try to win every game. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, I hate to use the word, you know, like it, that season meant nothing. I think there's always something to be gained from every game, every season. But at the same time, I think that, you know, when you lose a game, I don't care if it's the first game of the year, it's the last game of the year. I mean, it's you know, no one wants to be on the losing end. So, you know, I think that you just put everything you can into it. And if you win, great. You continue to move on. When you lose, you learn from it. Hopefully it motivates you more for the next year.
Is there a disadvantage on the team that you've already played in the playoffs?
I wouldn't characterize it as a disadvantage to be playing in the playoffs. So if I'm playing in the playoffs, that's a pretty good thing. So whoever we play. It happens to be Houston this week, and you know, they're a great football team that's played really well all year. We had a chance to play them 5 weeks ago, and we understand the challenge that it takes to beat them and the type of plays we need to make and the type of plays we can't make. And the more of those we make, the good ones, the better it's going to turn out for us.
When you have Gronkowski and Hernandez healthy together, what's the biggest matchup problem you create for Rosie defense?
Well, like I said, it's about execution. So, whether it's Rob or Aaron or Daniel and Rob or, you know, Dion or, you know, who's ever out there has to be able to make the plays that are called. So, you know, we have a lot of good football players on this team, and, you know, everyone has an opportunity to contribute at some point. And, you know, hopefully the guys that are out there and your number's called, you go out there and execute well.
I just want to follow up on just the whole idea of playing him on the 10th of December and then playing him again. Do you almost try to forget that game as if it didn't happen, or is there a balance there to acknowledge the game because of the things you did do well that you need to carry over and execute again this time around?
Like I said, I think you learn from it. You know, you also understand things aren't going to be the same, or, you know, they're going to see things that they're working on that, you know, are going to be different for us this time around. You know, we do the same thing. So, you know, I think you put a game plan in like we always do, and, you know, you see if it works, and if it works, great. You know, you win the game, but the next time you play them, you got to figure out another game plan. So it's never, you know, let's just take, you know, a bunch of those plays and just run those again. It's, you know, what worked, what didn't work, because, you know, although the score was good, you know, every play wasn't perfect. It was far from it. I think there's a lot of things that, you know, we can learn from, and we can understand what we need to do better. So thank you.